Live from the StreamYard studios in Lake St. Louis, it's Between the Lines with Rob Reynolds. And now, Between the Lines. Well, here we are. It's been a while, folks, but it's good to hear from you again. Good to see you, and good to talk to you. Today, you know, I just thought that it might be good to discuss some of the pet peeves that I have. And I'm sure that they're probably some of the same pet peeves that you have. But hopefully, if they're not, you will pick them up. They'll start to be pet peeves of yours. If not, I hope you smile. Why can't we just smile? I mean, it's just a booger out there. We just need to get to smiling. We used to smile a lot, and now we're always in a bad mood. Well, there's no sense for that. So here's a few things maybe to make your day a little bit lighter. One of the pet peeves I have is going to Starbucks and they fill the cup up too far. I mean, when you put the lid on it, they put it on so full that the first drink goes down the front of you. Now, if you're wearing like a sweatsuit, that's okay. But when you're getting ready to go to work for a big meeting, you got on a suit and a tie, that just irritates you. That's my pet peeve. Come on, Starbucks, do better. Next is dry cleaning. Now, have you ever taken a shirt in and when you get it back, it's more wrinkled than when you gave it to them? Or this is my pet peeve right here, worse than that. Is you give a suit coat and they like press it with the thing over the coat is over on the side. It looks like it's blown open and you just get it back. Now, come on, dry cleaners, do better. And then the other one, have you ever called a business and they're just so happy? They're, hello, it's a great day at so-and-so. Well, you know what? That just makes me want to puke. I can't believe it. Sometimes I'm calling you to complain, and I want to complain. Or I'm calling to tell you something, and I don't want you this fake, everything's great, it's a wonderful day. That's a pet peeve. Now, how many of you honestly could say that when you call somebody back, you really hope that they don't pick up and you get to leave a message? That's happened to me. That's happened to me because I got all in my mind what I want to say, and I want to say it all without any responses or any interruptions. So just, if you see me calling, let it go to voicemail. I'm telling you. And now, everybody's got a tracker on their cell phone. And when they call you, they know where you are. Well, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. You know, when I was a kid, we left home at 6 o'clock at night, and my parents didn't have a clue where we were until midnight. Now they know where they are when they leave the door. Times have they ever changed. Now, two more things. One of them, this has really, really bothered me. You ever open the door for somebody at like a fast food or a convenience store or something like that, and they come right out the door and they don't say a word? Like you open the door for them and they walk right out, don't say a word. Well, I always want to go triple. But I have been known to say, "You're welcome," just to let them know that I think they're a nutbag and not responding. Come on, be better. Respond. The other thing is Amazon packages. Now, if I order three different things in a day, sometimes they'll put those all in the same box. Sometimes. But sometimes if you order like three different little things, they'll send you three different packages, which means it's three different boxes. And all your neighbors are saying, that guy's a nutbag. He's got three different boxes. Put them in one box. Get it all where it ought to be. That just makes more sense. And then this one, this is the last one, and this is just going to drive you crazy. Happened right before I came on to talk to you. I was scrolling through Facebook, and I noticed some people that couldn't spell. Well, it's one thing if you're trying to misspell something to make a point. It's another thing if you're just, like, out to lunch. Some of these guys missed, like, second through ninth grade. They don't know how to spell anything. That bothers me. That really bothers me. And you know what carried over into the corporate world, too, because they're just as bad. They just got through second through ninth grade, and there they are. Still can't spell anything. Well, the one other thing that goes along with being a pet peeve is lateness. I don't like lateness. I mean, some people are late just to be late. We used to, we used to go to a restaurant, and the guy told me one time, he said, you know that 80% of our reservations are late. We know they're going to be late, so we book them 15 minutes later and don't tell them. How about that? What's that say about us? This is, I don't think we ever intended to be on time. Well, anyway, I hope that you've adopted a lot of these pet peeves. And since we're not smiling at each other or laughing with each other, why, you'll use this to be miserable for the rest of the week. And if not, maybe you'll smile and make today a better day. If you have a different pet peeve, well, you let me know about it because I can't wait to tell everyone. Now, let me tell you this. We got a real, real special thing coming up. I have a guest coming in the next couple days, which we'll talk about and interview and find out some really cool things. I've got some guests lined up in the next 2 or 3 weeks that are just going to be exciting to listen to. So if you have any suggestions or you have any comments or you have anything you'd like to share, be sure and do that. You're welcome to do that. And we'll take those all, listen to them, and see how we can do better. Meanwhile, it's the end of the road. It's that time again on Between the Lines. And we hope you'll join us next time online for Between the Lines. So long, everyone.